This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. And it is the beginning of our second hour here live on Sunday. It's Mark with you.
And Ian, and live on Facebook again. We're continuing our experimental broadcasts on the realm of Facebook. So welcome to new listeners who might be discovering us for the first time over there. This is a talk show. We're on the radio, so you can't say the F word if you call in. But, you know, otherwise...
Or a variety of words.
Or a few others. Yeah. But otherwise, you can call in and talk about anything you want. So that is something that we can do. We're actually live here on Independence Day Eve, unlike pretty much every other radio show you might hear on the radio.
Just about, yeah. The number is 855-450-3733, and you can call in and talk about what you want. But we've been talking about Alan Greenspan. You remember that guy? He was the Federal Reserve Chairman. He was considered to be, I remember he was compared to Joe Montana at some point, and I guess that speaks highly of both of them. He was the guy back in 2005 and 2006 when the economy in the United States was humming along. And then he walks away and everything pretty much collapses. I suppose he got lucky on that, but nonetheless, he got his golden parachute. Now what he's saying is that, well, the world's economies can't handle the entitlement programs that are that surround it, that, you know, people... As he said, basically all you have to do is be born and reach a certain age or be ill or whatever, and then you've got money coming to you with no way for the government to pay for it necessarily. So he says that's not going to work out. And going on with this quote here, what I do know is the money supply, and two, which has always been a critical indicator of inflation, is for the first time going up remarkably steadily, 6%, 7%. Almost in a straight line.
Is he talking about the United States?
Well, he's talking about the money. I assume he's talking about the United States.
Okay.
He's talked about the United States and the world in, sort of interchangeably.
All right.
And he was referring to Brexit on this, so I get a little confused.
It would seem to be hard to calculate the global money supply increase. So I presume he's talking about the United States.
Yeah. You can look at numbers like M1, M2, M0.
Some countries don't even give those numbers. So yeah, you know, Venezuela stopped reporting their official inflation rates.
Yeah, but, he's probably not looking at Venezuela when he's looking at the world's economy, if he's looking at the world's economy in here.
Well, I don't know why you would factor out one country, whereas, not factor out the others.
You take out the outliers when you're trying to look for real numbers. You take out outliers. And Venezuela, definitely an outlier. You can use it as instruction on what socialism can do to an economy, certainly inflation, that sort of thing. Going on, it's tilted up in the last several months. It's added a percentage point or two. The thing that we should be worrying about now, which we have actually given no thought to whatsoever, is that this type of economic environment ends with inflation. Historically, fiat money has always ended up that way.
Yay! Good riddance to it. I can't wait.
Yeah, well, I'm not really looking forward to what will happen as a result.
Get your Bitcoin and gold and silver and get it now.
Well, we need to define terms here. So, I had a good friend. He's actually the godfather of my child. Shows what a good friend he is. And he was a banker and didn't know what the term fiat currency meant. He did. Well, why would you?
I don't know. It's like the field that you're in.
Yeah, but they don't want to pass that information out. They want the bankers to believe that
this
is what money is.
Who doesn't know where milk comes from.
I suppose. I don't think that he understood the distinction.
I'll sell it.
Yeah, well, I think that that's what it comes down to. I think that those that are in power in the banks, do not want their underlings to know what fiat currency is.
What was he? Was he like a teller?
No.
A loan officer?
No. He's a broker working for a big investment bank.
Okay.
So
he would buy and sell stocks or something like that?
He's basically a salesman to get people to sign up with their high-end services.
And so he'd work with clients?
Yeah, he'd work with clients. Yeah, that's the idea. And that's, you know, so it's he's not low on the totem pole by any stretch of the
imagination. Never heard that term, huh?
By the way, this article came from...
What is fiat money?
I'll explain that in just one second. This article came from freetalklive.com. We have a sort of aggregation system there, and you can vote stories up and vote them down. This
and submit
was posted
them.
By and submit them. Submitted by Ty Bry. So thank you, Ty.
Yeah, thanks, Ty.
But going on, fiat currency is currency that's created by a government. So you
fiat meaning the demand of a king or whatever. Like, ha ha, make this happen.
Now, we don't have kings any longer. Yeah. Basically, the public votes on a temporary king, a la president, and that's how it's done these days. And the powers are remarkably similar to powers for kings when the U.S. broke away from Great Britain. So anyway, the idea here that you mentioned, as you'd mentioned. Gold standard and Bitcoin. Well, that's sort of the other side of it. So you have on one side, you have a value-backed currency, something that isn't inflated by the whims of a central bank.
And I'm sorry to interrupt. Isn't the gold standard something different from value-backed currency?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I'm not an economist, so I don't really know what the gold standard is. I thought that was like something to base a government fiat currency off of, like that somehow based the value, or like that there's a standard that's based on gold, but not necessarily that the money would be backed by gold.
That's not my understanding.
I thought there was a difference there.
That's not my understanding of it, but I could be wrong.
All right.
I thought that a gold standard meant that the currency was backed by gold, and that at least someone can go and get gold or silver or whatever, for the currency. So in prior to
Nixon, you're right. You're right here. Google says the system by which the value of a currency was defined in terms of gold for which the currency could be exchanged.
Right. So you wouldn't necessarily, but the average person doesn't necessarily, they're not able to do that. So Roosevelt takes all the gold, confiscates gold from people, essentially, and, they give money, but, it's not the money that people necessarily want. So they take all the gold from people, and then, the distance from Roosevelt to Nixon, that's several decades. Nixon finally decoupled the last vestiges of the gold standard. Then you had the inflation of the 70s. Carter gets blamed for it all.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big mess. But, honestly, you don't have to necessarily be able to – the individual doesn't have to necessarily be able to get gold for you to still be on a gold standard, I would say. And I think that's
what I was thinking
what
of
you then. Were indicating there.
Right, because they pulled the gold backing, but it was still somehow tied to it, like you were saying there.
And Greenspan has always been a gold bug, but he hasn't always, when he was in there at the Federal Reserve chairmanship, you didn't hear him talking about the value of a gold-backed currency then. Basically, I'm going to say he was bought off, he didn't feel that it was an appropriate time to discuss those things. Sometimes people don't. So, I'm going on with Greenspan's quotes here. After echoing the eerily similar sentiment of Ron Paul, Greenspan warned of hyperinflation. I know if you look
at... It can't happen here, Mark.
Hyperinflation?
Yeah, this is America.
It could happen anywhere where there's a fiat currency. The longest-running currency that hasn't had hyperinflation is the pound sterling.
Oh, right.
And the second longest is the dollar.
The dollar.
The U.S. dollar. Now... usually the average lifespan for these things is about 40 years, but the U.S. dollar is now just a bit over 40 years. It was Nixon that decoupled it. I'm 45. He did it before I was born, slightly. So we're going on
borrowed
50 years.
Time.
Yeah, we're maybe. I mean, it's going to collapse, but the question is, can they? Will there be a smooth transition into another currency? That's possible. They can do that, but doesn't
look
always...
Look at Venezuela with the transition from the Bolivar to the Bolivar Fuerte, the strong Bolivar.
Bad government is bad government. There's no doubt about it. You can... Okay, Ian.
It's now been debased by 100 times its original value.
These central bankers are like jugglers. They can keep the balls in the air for a long time.
Oh, yeah, they got a lot of tricks up their sleeve.
They've got a lot of tricks, and, the world runs relatively well on fiat currencies. I'm not here to say, send all your dollars. Yeah. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. If you think the dollars stink, send them to freetalklive at amp.freetalklive.com. If Ian doesn't want them, then I will put them to good use to grow Free Talk Live and spread the message of liberty far and wide.
Yep, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. In fact, right now we can only accept dollars. Sadly, our Bitcoin option, that was Coinbase, and they screwed us on that deal. So we'll continue. 855-450-FREE. You can join us here, the Live Sunday Edition.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-941-9483. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-941-9483. That's 1-800-941-9483.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. live Sunday edition here. It's, it's 4th of July Eve.
Or Independence Day Eve.
Independence Day Eve. That flows off the tongue a bit better. And it's Mark with you.
I'm Ian.
Tell me about My Pillow.
Yeah, well, your pillow I haven't used, but I suspect it's pretty similar to My Pillow, which all came from the company My Pillow.
This is all very confusing.
.com. You can go there and you can get two pillows for the price of one by using code FTL. But why would you want to do it? Well, because they're saying, and I tend to agree with this, this may be the best pillow you've ever used. So go and find out for yourself, because there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, when you go to sleep tonight, pay attention to the positioning of your head and your neck relative to the rest of your body and the bed itself. In many cases, chronic headaches, neck, and even back pain can be solved with the right pillow. Your spine should be straight and parallel to the floor. The MyPillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. It's been great. I've really enjoyed it. Sometimes in the past, I just have bad night sleeping, and I suspect I was sleeping the wrong way. The MyPillow just does a better job.
Well, I mean, you know, if you've got a pillow that you've been using for a while and you don't really necessarily know that, you know, your head being cranked down or the head being cranked up is going to be the problem, well, it can really give you, it can solve a lot of problems.
Yeah, plus MyPillow is actually washable. You can actually put it through the laundry.
Right.
Which is,
you may have a great pillow. I had a great pillow before I got MyPillow because it held my neck in exactly the right position. I was fastidious
but
about
how
that.
Dirty was it after a decade?
It was awful.
5 years or whatever. So go to MyPillow.com, load up your cart with your pillow of choice, and then use code FTL to get the discount, the two-for-one deal with MyPillow.com. And if you look carefully on the site, you'll find that the code actually works to get you a discount on one pillow, too. So if you just don't need two pillows, you can still use the code and get a discount off of one pillow as well. I just found that out tonight.
Is the deal better for two pillows? Or basically?
No, you basically will get one at half price if you do that. So MyPillow.com, code FTL. There's a 10-year warranty on the pillow itself and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if you, for whatever reason, you don't think it's as great as we're saying it is.
Right. I'm confident in this product. There is no. I have no doubt that this is going to be the best pillow you've ever used. If you follow the instructions and shape it to your head properly, and you need to be sort of prepared to get the right size pillow, they have the right amount of batting and that kind of thing. But I'm confident in this pillow.
Yeah, I don't know about the instructions. I just sleep on the thing, and it's great.
Yeah.
So
you didn't form it to your head after putting in the dryer, that sort of thing?
No. I mean, I kind of put my head down on it every night, and it's...
Yeah. And squashes to the right length.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably why you felt like you needed the other pillow, and, like, I got you the same size as me? No, slightly smaller than
I got a slightly lesser fill than you. MyPillow.com, code FTL.
There you go. The number's 855-450-3733.
You're sharing a story about Alan Greenspan, who's now coming back out in favor of a gold standard?
That's correct.
And I want you to get through this, and then I've got some quotes from Greenspan originally in the past, like in late 60s, early 70s, before he became the Federal Reserve Chairman, and then Greenspan in 2002, while he was the Federal Reserve Chairman, being grilled by Ron Paul.
So this is Greenspan quoted here. If you look at human history, there are times and times again where we thought that there was no inflation and everything was going just fine. And I basically say, wait, that's not the way that things ordinarily comes up. I don't know. I cannot say I see it on the horizon. In fact, commodity prices are soggy. The oil prices have had a terrific impact on global inflation. That's not about to emerge quickly, but I would not be surprised to see the next unexpected move to be on the inflation side. You don't have inflation now. You don't have it, and you don't have it until it happens. I don't know
what the hell is he talking about. I mean,
inflation's all over the place.
I'm not an economist or whatever, but some of the things he said have not made any sense so far here. Claiming that more people in the job market means there's, what was it that he said before?
There's more people producing, more and more people producing less and less.
Producing less, that doesn't make any sense to me. And then what was the quote that he just said here?
Well, basically that I think he's using the term inflation to refer to price inflation, you know, the cost of goods. And so we're not seeing the cost of goods going up a lot.
Well, what kind of economist would do that? I mean, isn't the definition of inflation the increase in the money supply, which can result in prices going up?
Well, the difficulty is that when you're talking in economics, yes, that's true, unless you're not a Austrian economist or whatever. The thing is that the term means two different things, and the average individual expects it to be to mean the increase
price
in price
increase. But yeah, that's not what it actually means, and someone like Greenspan should know the difference. Can you
I'm
read
sure
the
he
quote
does.
Again? Because I found it confusing, and I want to make sure that
it's not about right. to emerge quickly, but I would not be surprised to see the next unexpected move to be on the inflation side.
He's got to be talking about monetary policy.
You don't have inflation now.
It's not.
You don't have it. And you don't have it until it happens.
That's the part that doesn't make sense. That you don't have inflation now. Well,
price inflation is what he's saying.
Well, no, it would. You don't get to decide. No central controller decides that the prices are going to go up. So the first part of that statement suggests that this is the unexpected move, is to inflate the currency. That's what a central bank could do. But whether stores decide to raise prices, it's not like
he seems to be using the terms interchangeably.
Okay.
Right? So, in one case...
Maybe what he's saying is you don't have inflation now because some numbers that he's running are saying there's actually deflation. There has been some, when the recession hit or whatever, people were saying there was deflation because loans were coming back in. Right?
Yeah, there were people defaulting.
Yeah.
So money was being destroyed.
Right.
Indeed. Maybe what he's saying
that's what he's saying.
Maybe, let me give you this shot. I've just had it. To see the next unexpected move to be on the price inflation side, you don't have, currency inflation side, you don't have price inflation now, you don't have it until it happens. So, I don't know. Maybe that's what he's trying to say.
Huh.
It's difficult. Zero Hedge aptly points out that Greenspan ignores his own role in the creation of the boom-bust cycle, which has doomed the world to a series of ever more destructive bubbles and ultimately hyperinflation, which will likely be unleashed once the helicopter money inevitably arrives. In retrospect, the 90-year-old who clearly is looking forward to,
90.
Not backward, has a simple solution. The gold standard.
All right, I want to hear more about the gold standard, but the helicopter helicopter money, isn't that the bailout? I mean, didn't that already happen?
Well, they were maybe not enough.
Well, I'm sure there's somebody out there who would like another bailout.
The bailout seemed to have worked, didn't it? I mean, everything that was done since 2006, the economy seems to be doing okay. Jobs are coming back to some extent. Young people are able to get jobs. They may not be, certainly the workers, the average, us, the 90% or whatever, the rest of us, aren't making the money that the 10% is. But nonetheless, things seem to be, there's the green shoots that they were referring to. The green shoots are coming up a bit more.
Okay.
So, did you want to go with your quotes now, or do you want to...
No, I want to hear what he has to say today. This is him today.
Yeah, regarding
being
the gold
interviewed
standard.
By Bloomberg or whoever it was.
If we went back on the gold standard and we adhered to the actual structure of the gold standard as it was as it existed prior to 1913, we'd be fine. Remember that the period 1870 to 1913 was one of the most aggressive periods economically that we've had in the United States. And that is all true. Absolutely.
And then the IRS
true.
Happened.
Yeah. And the central banking
tax.
And the Federal Reserve and all those things. Would you like to see a world where workers double their pay in 20 years?
Yeah.
The number is 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hi, my name is Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff. In my job, keeping me in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andrew 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andrew 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, Independence Day Eve. It's Mark with you.
And Ian.
The number is 855-450-3733. Alan Greenspan, you remember him. He was the Federal Reserve Chairman in 2006. He was all the rage. He was the guy that, he was the golden guy. Well, now he's claiming that in order to fix the financial problems in the world, that, you know, the major nations need to go back on the gold standard.
Well, he was the golden guy. Then he became the Federal Reserve Chairman and stopped being the golden guy.
Yes, that's...
I've got the quotes to prove it.
That much is true. But it's Free Talk Live. Let's go to the phones and go to the fun. Let's see. Kelly on Skype. Calling from Chicago. Kelly, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, it's great to talk to you both.
Thanks.
I discovered you guys a few months ago. I've been listening ever since.
Excellent. Welcome.
Given that Alan, given that Alan Greenspan, with this article, has forecasted the end of socialism, I'm curious to know what you guys think. What our society will look like when socialism ends and fades out of the picture.
Boy, that's a hard question to answer. I mean, you're talking about socialism. Can you define it?
Well, I think it's sort of this idea, which we have in the United States, we're not talking simply Europe, where there's this complete surrounding or dizzying array of government programs and services and interventions that people seem to rely upon and depend upon for their daily lives.
Yeah, like wealth redistribution programs tend to be socialist in the way they're set up. But also socialism does tend to mean ownership of the means of production by government, right? Like the full-on socialism?
Well, yes, but, you know, like here where I live, we have free community college, mm-hmm. free swimming pools, free basketball courts, you know. It's so on and so forth. I mean,
so maybe he's predicting the end of entitlements, which we would define as socialism, but not necessarily the average listener wouldn't necessarily know what that meant. I think that
free healthcare, you get the idea. Mm-hmm.
You take a look at how people are, you know, Democrats today, the left, which is supposed to be a party, they're calling it progressive, right? It's supposed to be a party looking into the future, moving into the future. All they can do is hearken back to the 50s when everything was great. Hey, remember when workers got, all these benefits and all that sort of thing? And now they're kind of looking at, hey, how come we can't have that? Why did our parents get that? And you try to talk economics, you try to discuss these things, and it's like, that's just a bunch of voodoo, and you just want to take away, you just want austerity and those kind of things. Austerity doesn't work. You know, there's a little byline. Well, I can tell you what we have today isn't working very well either. The good news
is working
that everybody's doing it.
No, it is working to transfer wealth from those who are politically connected, from the non-politically connected, the masses, to those who are politically connected. The system's working just as it was designed to do, which is to siphon off your productivity and your wealth for the benefit of an elite few. It works for that purpose.
It's kind of intuitive, but that's how it works.
But no, it's not working for the rest of us. So to get back to your question regarding, what would things look like in the absence of socialism? So if we're talking about state ownership of the means of production, there's some of that here, right, where the state will, let's say, have the monopoly over a water supply or something like that. For the most part, you're talking about wealth redistribution programs. And, like you said, free healthcare, et cetera, which, of course, we know is not free. It's being paid for through the nose by taxpayers.
But let's not forget that when you're talking about Medicare, that the people who are getting it now have paid like 25 cents for every $1 that they're getting in healthcare coverage. So they're not getting what they paid in.
They're getting more.
Four times what they paid in, and money isn't magic.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't, value isn't just created out of nothing.
No,
and
that's
so
inflation.
That is a move to take, in many ways, it's the move to take money from the working people today, move it to the people who are not working, which is to say Medicare recipients. Now, then again, it goes through the medical, system, and then, doctors, a wealthy class gets its hands on it, and it moves through the bureaucracy of people who are moving papers around and those sorts of things. Those people don't create value.
Right.
This is a destruction of value.
So, yeah, I mean, we've had doctors and nurses on the show in the past, and we've asked them, how much of your day are you spending doing paperwork? And the answer is usually almost all of it for these insurance companies that are mandated in government and, government, Medicare, Medicaid, all the paperwork that has to do with that. You cut out all that fat from these operations, you're going to have a more slim, lean medical system that's competitive, that's bringing prices down. Just like in the computer business, where ravenous competition is constantly driving price down, quality up, customer service up. Over time, the speed of the computers gets better. So in the medical field, you'll see similar advances in similar clips, I would think. You'd have less government in the way, fewer regulations, just a more nimble field of to offer products and services.
As you rip out the inefficiencies, the cobwebs of entitlements that these inefficiencies in the marketplace, you'll have a more efficient marketplace.
But will you have starving people in the streets?
That's the question, right? Like, Mark, are you saying that people eating and getting medical care is an inefficiency in the marketplace? Well, no. What I'm saying is they're currently being fed and getting medical care in an inefficient manner.
Correct.
Now, I will say that there are currently people who are getting medical care and free food and housing allowances and those sorts of things that could work. if we had a marketplace that would allow them to work and, you know, have whatever subsidies that they might need in order to, you know, live a fulfilling life. But we don't have that. And I think that that should be left to charities because, frankly, they're going to look at each individual circumstance. They're going to say, that person can't work. And they're going to subsidize the ones that can't and then help the ones that do. When you look at the amount of money that goes into entitlements, and it isn't much compared to the military-industrial complex and corporate, well, what you know is called corporate welfare and those sorts of things, but it is certainly a large amount when you're looking at it on a federal level. When you're, and by the way, I'm all for clearing out those inefficiencies too. I think that there's no way to know what the what efficiencies are when government's involved because government doesn't understand efficiency. Mm-hmm. It is the it's an inefficient.
It doesn't
model.
Understand competition.
Right. So as the government gets out of things, then efficiency is going to increase, and hopefully people that are currently having money taken from them to go to poor people now will then funnel that money into charities. We are the most generous nation on the planet
already,
and I would imagine
even
that
with
get
the tax
burden. More generous.
Right. Does that answer your question?
There you go, Kelly.
I think so. I mean, the other concern is, guys, quite frankly, government really is what as Graylin Greenspan is suggesting. Government has too much debt and too many obligations.
Right.
At the present time, and the question is, if somehow government could no longer finance itself. Because the debt markets lose confidence in government, might we just see a ripping apart of government operations? Does that concern you at all?
Wait. You said government could no longer finance itself because of a debt market?
Yes.
Right.
So the bond government just prints out its own money. So what's the debt market have
now
to do
the with central
anything?
Banks print out the money, Ian.
At the government's whim.
At their behest, but that's the at the government's whim, and then the government goes into debt to the central bank, who then buys, in many cases, is the buyer of last resort.
Right. What's been happening.
Yeah, but do you see the difficulty here? The inherent difficulties. Currently, you have Japan and Europe. They have bond markets where if you buy a bond today, it'll be worth 1% less every year. Who the hell is going to buy that thing?
Well, right. That's why the Federal Reserve is that buyer of last resort. So if no one else is buying the Treasury notes or whatever they are, bonds, then the Federal Reserve will. So
that's a debt cycle, Ian.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly what
that is. But they don't care. They're going to be sitting pretty.
Kelly, you have more?
And that's on the federal level. On the state and local level, you can't print money. That's the problem.
That's true. Thanks for the call, Kelly. 855-450-3733. Do what we see say scare you? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
July 25th, 2006, we adopted April. She's a purebred, orange and white, Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dinovite. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
I said to John, I'm getting this. So the Dinovite comes, and I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always leaves a little bit in her bowl. So we added a huge scoop of Dinovite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine for almost 10 years. April gets Dinovite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. It's smooth. She even walks like a little princess.
859-428-1000.
On Dinovite, she's Little Miss Hollywood. DINOVITE.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, Independence Day Eve edition with Mark
and Ian.
You can give us a call. What we're talking about here is Alan Greenspan and his predictions of worldwide economic collapse and his solutions for it.
Well, he's not really going out on a limb here. I mean, all governments...
We've been saying this for years.
All governments fail. All government currencies fail. So it's really just a matter of time. Now, look, if you, like you were saying, Mark, if you still have some government money and you would like to get rid of that, we will accept it begrudgingly via the Free Talk Live AMP program. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up there. $5 a month. You can use any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard directly on the site. You get perks. There's the AMP Only call-in lines, the AMP Only podcast, the AMP Only Facebook group, which is always busy. There's always some sort of conversation going on there on a daily basis. And so cool benefits. And also, we benefit from the $5 because we add it together with other people's contributions, and we invest that into Free Talk Live to help spread the message of liberty, gold, alternative currencies, freedom, to help spread those messages around the globe. So please, join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. It makes a huge difference. Only a very small portion of our audience will ever, you know, join the program. And so please be that person, because you can't count on other people to do it for you. If we had, you know, twice as many amplifiers as we currently have, we'd be close to our goal. So thank you to everybody who supports the show at amp.freetalklive.com.
And it directly works to reach more people. We'd be, you know, the ideas of freedom would be reaching more people. Now, in the last segment, we sort of went out on a sour note, the suggestion that, frankly, there is no hope for this economic system as it exists. It is a house of cards, and at some point, house of cards fall. Now, but I do think there is hope. There are things that you can do. And I don't think it's going to be a catastrophic eat-the-dog situation. Some people do. I hope it's not. But I think there's enough wealth built up at this point in Western countries that that's not going to be the case. But what can you do? Well, I can tell you what we've done. First off, I always think it's a good idea to have a little bit of food stored up, you know, maybe some month's worth of food stored up at the house. I think that's always a good idea. And secondly,
if not for bad weather, I mean, there are other reasons besides economic collapse that could be helpful.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea to have some of that, and I've certainly got some of that.
I've got some, but I haven't rotated it, so it's pretty old.
Well, it's usually good for 25 years or so.
Is that right? Because I know it's good for longer than it says on the can. But
you've got canned food?
Yeah, yeah. But after a certain time...
You should rotate
time,
your canned food.
Yeah, it's not that great.
Yeah, the idea is that you keep a certain amount of cans of everything it is that you like, and you use the oldest one first and that kind of thing. But right. It does tend to be good for quite some time.
It'll be edible. Yeah. I don't know how good.
When you're ready to throw it all away, buddy, you just give it to me, and I'll feed it to the pigs.
Okay, great.
Okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Nonetheless, that's one thing that you can do. Secondly, have some precious metals. Silver just spiked to
close to 20, right?
Huge highs. And gold is on its way up right now. People are seeing the writing on the wall. Now, does that mean that the next collapse is the last collapse? I don't know.
The next collapse of the U.S.?
The next downturn, the next recession, the next, Europe is still languishing to some extent. The United States is coming out of it a little bit. But all the indicators aren't positive. So I don't know. I mean, is this is it dead cat bounce, as they refer to these things? My crystal ball is broken. All I can tell you is good economics versus bad economics. And bad economics has been the word of the day since 1913.
Silver price broke $20 today.
Yeah. So, you know. It's do you want to ride it up? I don't. For me, I don't buy gold and silver for those reasons. I buy it to have some kind of foundation of precious metals in case I need it.
Because it'll hold value historically over the years against the fiat currency, against the government currencies.
And secondly, I'm liking the cryptocurrencies. In many ways, I consider them to be the precious metals of the internet.
Yeah, for sure.
And specifically, what I'm interested in right now is Bitcoin and Ether. That's Ethereum.
Yes.
And those are the ones that I'm interested in right now. But, you know, could something come along and be more interesting? You got to kind of keep your finger to the pulse, and hopefully Free Talk Live will help you with those things. But those are the solutions that I have.
We're always late to the game, it feels like. But ultimately, in the long run, when it comes to
cryptocurrency, we're earlier than everybody else.
We're earlier than everyone, right? So, right. I mean, everybody kicks themselves when they look at the price of Bitcoin, where it's right now at around 650 or right. 660 or something today. $660 to make sure I'm clear. Not $6. $6.60, $660 per Bitcoin. People look at that and they say, I'm too late. I should have gotten in when it was $3 or $10 or $200
or whatever.
And yeah, it can feel that way. But the thing is, try to imagine 5 years from now. What if it's $10,000 per Bitcoin? What if it's more than that?
There are projections that say that. I don't know the answer.
Anything's possible. It could fail and it could go to zero. But if it goes up,
something could come along and take its place.
Sure.
If something did, I would expect that to be Ethereum. But there's been some bumps in the road.
Well, I mean, people thought it was going to be Litecoin before Ethereum.
Why the hell did they
think that? Before that, they thought it was
Ripple. Ripple was a big deal.
Yeah, whatever. So there's always been these other currencies out there, and nothing has ever truly challenged Bitcoin's dominance. But that doesn't mean that something won't come out next year or that something else won't rise to the occasion. But regardless, if you think about what could happen, it could go up to even higher values, $7,000, $10,000 per Bitcoin, more than that perhaps. Then you'll be looking back and saying, why didn't I buy at 700 or 660 when those guys on the radio were talking about it?
We've been talking about Bitcoin for a long time and recommending the purchase of Bitcoin. I remember when Bitcoin was at a little over a dollar and saying that if Bitcoin's worth a dollar, it's worth a million. And I've stuck with it. Now, that means that I've had some times when Bitcoin ran up to almost $1,200.
And crashed back
and then
down.
Crashed back
like
down.
200.
And then people are like blaming me for, you know, telling other people. No one's actually said, you told me to buy at $1,200 and now I have $200. No one's actually ever said that to me. I'm sure I'll get an email saying that now. But, I just keep saying that I expect it to go, over time to, continue to rise as a trend. And it seems to be, I'm glad to be right, because I've certainly been wrong on investments before, too.
I mean, it's important to have perspective here. with gold and silver, we know they're good against inflation. We know that gold and silver historically have held their value. A classic example of this is a suit of fine clothes. An ounce of gold would have bought you a suit of fine clothes hundreds of years ago, and you know, an ounce of gold today will still buy you a suit of fine clothes. So gold and silver have held their value pretty consistently over time. We don't know what cryptocurrency is going to do. Bitcoin started in 2009. The last 7 years of Bitcoin have overall been, it's gone up in price, with the exception of that one spike to 1,200.
Well, there's been a few spikes, but yeah.
There's never been anything higher than 1,200. No. So with the exception of that one spike, we're pretty close right now to the second highest price point that it's ever been, right? It's recently been at 700.
Right, so it spiked up to about $30 and then fell back down to $1.
Yeah.
Then it spiked up to about $250 and then fell down to about $50.
Mm-hmm.
And then it spiked up to $1,100, depending on which exchange you were on. And then it fell down over time all the way down to $200.
Yeah.
That was relatively recently.
Within the last couple of years.
Well, within the last few months, it was down to...
Not 200, no.
Few months.
No.
All right, well, anyway...
It was a year ago, Mark, that it was $200 to $300.
All right,
no,
fine.
A few is three.
All right, fine. You know, a year ago, it was at 200, and then now it's risen astronomically to, you know, 700.
Yeah.
Will it go above the 1,200? I'm expecting it to. There are people saying that they think that the halving, we're going to have to explain that now, is going to drive it up over 1,000 in a month. Now, I'm not telling you that, but...
That's where the halving is, where the amount of bitcoins that are mined every, 10 minutes or something like that, will cut in half.
Currently it's 12 and a half, right?
No, it's at 25 right now.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, there's some website out there. I can double check it for you if you'd like. But
right.
It's
25. Some amount of bitcoins is mined every 10 minutes, and that amount of bitcoins will be cut in half come the beginning of August.
I heard it was in the middle of this month.
Okay. Well, whenever it happens, it's going to happen relatively quickly, and that's going to have some effect or another on the marketplace. Now, this is a change that is not unforeseen. Right? You know, I'm telling it to you
coming.
On the radio. And I can tell you Bitcoin traders know this.
NewsBTC.com reports from, July 2nd, so yesterday, that the Bitcoin block reward halving countdown is currently at 7 days, 1 hour, and something. So it's like less than a week away at this point.
So some people are expecting it to, you know, shoot up a great deal. We'll see. I don't know. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. What do you think this supposed coming financial apocalypse will look like? I'm interested in your thoughts. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days. An attractive business card size Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused. Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net.
You'll be glad you did.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.